Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Sláinte!
Well, hey, you been, say bra lad, but hey, you been, say brankio, but hey, you been, say bra lad, come ye by kille crankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you'dna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of kille crankio. Well, I fought at land and I fought at sea, at hame I fought my antio. But I met the devil and Dundee on the praise of Killiecrankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you wouldna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of Killiecrankio. Oh, the bold Pictou fell in a fur, the clavers got all crankio. For I had fed and a thug led on the praise of Killiecrankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you wouldna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of Killiecrankio. Oh, Fy Mackay, what guard ye lie in the brush yon the prankio? You better kiss King Willie's lap than come to Killiecrankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you wouldna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of Killiecrankio. It's nae shame to Shankio. There's sour slaves on at the breeze, and the devil's at Killiecrankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you wouldna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of Killiecrankio. And ye had been where I hae been, you wouldna be say cantio. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the praise of Killiecrankio.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and this is live show number two. I got a lot of good feedback, so thank you all for letting me know that you enjoyed the last show, and I really appreciate it. I'm glad to hear someone's, you know, out there listening and enjoying, and I gonna try to keep these things a little bit varied. I had a couple requests. I posted this in my live journal. If you can go to markgunn.livejournal.com, where you can find, that's where I do a lot of my journaling and posting various things. I post the show there as well as at pubsong.com. And I asked people for some songs, and that was one of two that were submitted by the same person. So since I just did that yesterday, I guess I couldn't expect a whole lot of a response, and I just kind of got in the mood to record today. So here I am. So let's play some music for you. Next up, I'm going to play a song. Oh, Killiecranky. That was actually on my first CD, my first solo CD. Actually, it wasn't really the first solo CD. First solo CD that's still in print. How about that? It's on Soul of a Harper. You can get that from CD Baby if you like. Or call 1-800-BUY-MY-CD. And next up, we're going to play a song called Black Velvet Band, which I'm recording for a new CD, which is Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion. It's also on the Brobdingnagian Bard's new CD, The Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs. Black Velvet Band.
Her eyes shone like the diamond. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they call Belfast, a prince in trade I was bound. And many's the hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town, till a sad misfortune befell me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was strolling down Broadway, not intending to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel, applying her trade in a bar. Well, a watch she took from a customer, and she slipped it right into my hand. Then the watch came and put me in prison, bad luck from the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before judge and jury next morning, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he said, "My young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. Well, 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes are shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band." So come all you jolly young fellows, I'll ask that you take listen to me. If you're ever out on the lick of me, boys, beware of that pretty Colleen. Well, she'll fill you with whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And the very next thing that you'll know, me lads, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Yes, her eyes, they shone like the diamond. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Yes, her eyes are shone like the diamond. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Yes, her eyes are shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Oh, her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Pump it up! All right. Okay, next up is a song I wrote about, 2003, I think it was. It's called The Ring of Hope. The song was, of course, written for our Lord of the Rings CD called Memories of Middle-earth.
When I was young, I'd sit around begging with Bilbo, songs and tales about the elves of old, while we smoked a southern star, a leaf of golden par that transformed the hobbits' lives forevermore. I remember Gandalf was exceptional among men, mastered the art, blue smoke rings and dragons. But if only he had known that Bilbo's ring was the one, he never let it corrupt my master's soul. Let the west wind go, my ring of smoke, over through Mordor, one ring of hope. Now the kids all sit around my bag and home, and I tell stories to them, though not of old. Well, the pipe weed is still the same, but my memories are out of frame, transformed by my love of Master Frodo. Let the west wind blow, my ring of smoke, over through Mordor, ring of gone, and my master sailed to his new home. I have no pipe with me for one last smoke, but I can see the southern star. Please take me to where you are, before the sadness inside floats away with my smoke. Let the west wind, my ring of smoke, over through Mordor, one ring of hope. My ring of smoke, over through Mordor, one ring of hope. My ring of smoke, over through Mordor, ring of hope.
You know, that song started off as a song about pipeweed. That was the original plan. And as I started writing it, something completely different came out of it. I just started thinking about, you know, Sam pretty much being left by Frodo as he heads back across the sea. With the elves, across the sea with the elves. So, it evolved. Maybe one day I'll actually write the full pipeweed song or something. That'd make a good... I was thinking, one of the ideas I had for a CD, maybe one day I'll get around to, is Hobbit drinking songs. I figure, you know, since I'm already doing all these drinking song themed CDs as it is, why not do one about hobbits? I thought that'd be really cool. So I'm going to have to look into that. Need to start writing some lyrics. If you have any Hobbit drinking song lyrics that you'd like to send my way, feel free to email me, mark@thebards.net. Next up is a new song. One of several that I'm going to do today. This I'm hoping to put on my next CD of cat music. It's called What Shall We Do With a Catnipped Kitty? Catnipped Kitty. What should we do with a catnip kitty? Yes. So what do you do with a catnip kitty? Well, we're about to find out.
What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? Early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Blow some bubbles and watch him chase them. Blow some bubbles and watch them chase him. Blow some bubbles and watch him chase them early in the morning. Meow, meow, up she pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Touch him on the back and watch him jump high. Touch him on the back and watch him jump high. Touch him on the back and watch him jump high early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Pry him off your bleeding shoulders. Pry him off your bleeding shoulders. Pry him off your bleeding shoulders early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Put him in his cat bed till he's sober. Put him in his cat bed till he's sober. Put him in his cat bed till he's sober early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Put him there again when he jumps out. Put him in there again when he jumps out. Put him there again when he jumps out early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Put him in the bed of your sleeping father. Put him in the bed of your sleeping father. Put him in the bed of your sleeping father early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. You should have seen your sleeping father. You should have seen your sleeping father. You should have seen your sleeping father early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. He screamed like your little sister. He screamed like your little sister. He screamed like your little sister early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. Your dad jumped on the top of the bedpost. Your dad jumped up on top of the bedpost. Dad jumped up on top of the bedpost early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning. That's what you do with a catnip kitty. That's what you do with a catnip kitty. That's what you do with a catnip kitty early in the morning. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces. Meow, meow, up he pounces early in the morning.
Gotta work on those lyrics, huh? What's new? All right, we got another new song for you. I keep using that royal we, don't I? I have another song for you. And this is a new one, another a cappella. It's an old song, very old song, called Jock Stewart. Scottish, in fact. But not many people know that the original Jock Stewart, he emphasizes, that plural again, or that third person, that original Jock Stewart was actually a song about No Pants Day. I'm not familiar, if you're familiar with No Pants Day, it happens, I think it's in first Friday of May is No Pants Day, as I recall. It was started here by a group called The Knighthood of Buh, here at the University of Texas, and in my research on trouserless people, I found that Jock Stewart was originally a song about kilts. So it goes like this. Oh, my name is Jock Stewart. I'm a trouserless man, and my roving young fellows move freely. So be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I am Highlander made and a piper to trade. And the tartan is the flag that I wear. So be easy and free in a boxer's or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I go out with my gun and my dog for the hunt. Try to make me wear trousers and you'll pay. Is so be easy and free in a boxer's or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I've got acres of land. I've got ships to command. So burn your pants on No Trousers Day. So be easy and free in a boxer's or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. So come fill up my glass with whiskey or rum. Then send o'er your lass and you'll see. It's better easy and free in a boxer's or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Be easy and free in a boxer's or briefs. I am a man who wears a kilt every day. And if you want to find out more about the song and this fascinating history, you can find a link at pubsong.com to the lyrics, where you too can sing along. And maybe next time I'll do I'll do the original version. I mean the later version. Yeah, we'll do the later version of Jock Stewart, you know, the one that most people sing. Okay, for the past umpteen years, probably just past couple years, I've had a request for a song from David, and he's been wanting me to play Men of Harlech. I still haven't quite gotten around, and I haven't actually practiced the song in a while, but we're going to play it on the autoharp for you, David. Thank you. okay, more or less. Obviously, I still need to work on that too. But yeah, you got to hear it here first. Men of Harlech, pretty song. I think it's the Welsh national anthem. So, hope you enjoyed that. And let's do another song. The next song I have here, man, maybe I shouldn't do all these new songs all at once. Okay, let's do an old, we had a request again for Star of the County Down, which I played in the last show. But, you know, this is supposed to be like a live show, and people want to hear the same songs again. So I'm not going to, like, make every set completely different. And to start off that fine tradition, here is Star of the County Down. I hope you like it as well. And here it goes. Here to Bambridge Town, the county down, one morning last July. Down a boring green, came a sweet Colleen. She smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, she shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen Colleen that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, I shook my head and I looked with a feeling rare. Then I said, says I, to a passerby who's the maid with the nut brown hair. Well, he smiled at me and with pride says he, the gem of old Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCann, banks of the band, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Well, I've traveled a bit, ne'er was hit since my roving career began. Then fair and square, surrender there to the charms of young Rosie McCann. I had a heart to let and no tenon yet that I see in shawl or gown. But in she went, I asked no rent for the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Harvest fair, I'll be surely there, not dressing my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, and no horse I'll yoke, though with rust my plow turns brown. Till a smiling bride, my own fireside, sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. That's such a pretty song. You know, it took me a few years to figure out a nice arrangement of that song that I really like, and I like it a lot now. It's definitely one of my favorite songs to sing these days. Now, Andrew and I have been in the studio trying to record our next Christmas EP or CD or something. We have a couple songs working right now. We were down in Louisiana and we had this long Christmas practice session, I guess, if you will. And we came up with a great arrangement for God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which, well, obviously he's not here. And we haven't really learned that arrangement yet. It's still in the works. But since it's almost Christmas time, I'm going to play God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen on my fine musical instrument. I hope you like. And other notes? Can't think of anything. This is completely different from what you can expect from the Bards. Let me just say that. That's all I'm going to say. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, the which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then said the angel, let nothing you affright, this day is born a Savior of a pure virgin bright, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in tempest, storm, and wind, and went to Bethlehem straightway the Son of God to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And when they came to Bethlehem where our dear Savior lay, they found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, how other doth thee face? Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power and we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Before I get on to the next song, I'm going to do, I need to, a few words and notes. stretch. Well, the holidays, of course, are here, and I'm getting ready to head out. I'm going to Virginia over the holidays. While I am there, I'm hoping I can try to put together maybe a couple house concerts. House concerts are, well, if you're not familiar with a house concert, I'll put a link on the website. But they're basically, you gather 10 of your closest friends and say, hey, each of you puts down $10 and you get me to come into your home and playing the songs that you want to hear. Well, as many as I can. Obviously, you know, if you're looking for the Broadway Noggin Barge, it is just me. So I can't really quite easily do Virgin States better because, well, I never play it. Or worse, Duck It. I had a request for that during a solo show once before. That was just impossible. There's just no way. But I can do a lot of these songs that you're hearing in this show, and I actually have a huge set list of music that you can hear and lots of good stuff. And if you'd like to have me in the Virginia area or Maryland or anywhere around there, drop me a line. I'm looking from probably, yeah, day trips is what I'm hoping to do while I'm out there. Maybe just, you know, a couple. So maybe one after Christmas and maybe one before. If you're interested, drop me a line, Mark, M-A-R-C, at thebarge.net. And you can always contact me and put Pub Songs Podcast in the subject line. But you can always contact me and let me know what you think of this podcast and the songs herein and whatnot. What else? I should have written down my notes, really. But I didn't. Oh, well. Of course, if you enjoy the show, you can always make a donation at the website. And by doing so, you are supporting live music in a podcast. I should point out that sensitive listeners should skip ahead a couple minutes because, you know, it's a little perverted song, so hey. Notice a trend with knights young and old, counts, dukes, and even King Henry, I'm told. Their waists, they're growing, the size is tenfold. Now I see a chance to make lots of gold. So I wandered the world from England to France, climbed up high mountains, endured gypsy trances to find a bold diet at the tip of a lance. But dragons were wise with their eating stance. All the creatures under God's golden sun, dragons are healthier than everyone. So I interviewed dragons about their sweet fun that keeps them from weighing much more than 10 tons. They sometimes eat cattle, but only when spurned. They sometimes eat crops, but only when burned. They drink lots of water after it's churned, but the virgin diet is the secret I learned. Virgins, 1, 2, 3, virgins to live healthily. If you're on a diet, then listen to me. Eat burdens and live like a dragon, you see. Yes, burdens are firm and succulent sweet. They have no diseases, so they're healthier to eat. Strangely, they're filling, so you won't overeat. Fewer calories are found in a burden's young meat. Plus, burdens are small and difficult to catch. They hide in small caves and run very fast. This exercise makes them quite a fun match, so keeping off weight is like mending a scratch. Virgins, 1, 2, 3, virgins to live healthily. If you're on a diet, then listen to me. Eat virgins and live like a dragon, you see. So I invented a diet Sir Atkins will crave. Just eat plenty of burdens and soon you will stave off your foul hunger, no longer a slave, your appetite filled with the hand that you wave. The one problem now is the dragons are pissed. The burdens are vanishing into the mist. The dragons are gaining weight with a twist. Their blood pressure's so high they die hand over fist. Virgins, 1, 2, 3, virgins to live healthily. If you're on a diet, then listen to me. Eat virgins and live like a dragon, you see. Virgins, 1, 2, 3, virgins to live healthily. If you're on a diet, then listen to me.
eat verdens and live like a dragon, you see.
So what do you think of that song? You like that? Yes? No? Let me know. It's a new. It might still need some work, but well. I don't claim to be a comedic writer, really, because, you know, a lot of times I just write songs, and if they happen to be funny, cool. But they're funny from my point of view. Does that count for something? Huh? Something, maybe? Well, I was listening to The Signal today, and past couple days, actually, catching up on a lot of the old podcasts. If you're not familiar with The Signal, it is the Firefly podcast, and it's an awesome show. They just finished up their second season, too, and it's a fantastic show. It's well-produced, and, of course, Les and Carrie, who are the hosts, are just fantastic, too. Great people. And Carrie, in fact, has volunteered to host a house concert for me up in the Portland, Oregon area. I'm not totally sure where. The last weekend of January, I am performing at a cat show in Portland, which is a very new and interesting experience. So if you like cats, feel free to come out there and join me for that. But if not for that, then Carrie is hosting a house concert. I think it's probably going to be the Monday after, so it's the last Monday in January, maybe Tuesday. We're still checking. She's just getting back from a vacation, so it might be better trying to do something like Tuesday. But it depends on when I fly out, too, so I'm trying to figure all that out. But I'm looking forward to going up to Portland because I've never, ever been. And being a geography major, yes, that's what I was majored in. I'm qualified to move. Yeah. Well, being a geography major, actually, it was more cultural geography, but I did study some stuff, and Portland is noted as the urban geography headquarters of the world, I guess, because of the way it's designed. It's one of the few cities in the United States that has a pedestrian-only area of the downtown, which I love. You know, I was listening to the Rick Steves podcast, his podcast, and he was mentioning how, you know, his favorite places to go are the ones that have no cars. And I think I agree with that. So one of the problems I have with Texas is that cars are almost an essential part of life in Texas. It's a great town. Austin is a fantastic town. I was thinking actually putting together a bumper sticker that says, I'm not from Texas, I'm from Austin. But I thought that'd be funny. If you've been to Austin, you know how true it is. Different from the rest of Texas. But any case, the signal, the fantastic podcast, and it got me thinking I'm going to do Hero of Canton, Jane, the man they call Jane. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor, stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. Hero of Canton, the man they called Jane. Now Jane saw the mutter's backs a breaking. He saw the mutter's lament. He saw that magistrate a taking every dollar, leaving 5 cents. So he said, you can't do that to my people. You can't crush them under your heel. So Jane strapped on his hat and in 5 seconds flat stole everything Boss Higgins had to steal. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor, stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they called Jane. Now here's what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. Man they called Jane, he turned around his plane and let that money hit the sky. He dropped it onto our houses. He dropped it into our yards. Man they called Jane, he stole away our pain and headed out for the stars. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor, stood up to the man and he
gave him what for, our love for him now. Ain't hard to explain, the hero of Kent and the man they called Jane.
Come on, you know the lyrics. Sing along with me here. It's coming back around. If you haven't seen Firefly, you gotta go watch the show. It's a fantastic show. And Jamestown is one of the best.
He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the men and he gave them what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Kent and the man they called James.
Yes, the hero of Canton. That is a fantastic song. And I'm going to do one more song today, and it's going to be Wild Mountain Time. I do thank you very much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this live show, live from Mage Studios. I think that's what I call myself. Yeah, this week. Maybe I should be TNT Studios. Tiziano and Tore. Since they seem a very important part of it. Tiziano's lying on my desk with his head on my keyboard. Monitoring the computer. Yeah, that's what he's doing. But I thank you very much. Again, if you enjoyed what you heard, I do have CDs. You can pick those up on my website, markmarcgungunn.com, or you can go to pubsong.com, where you'll find links to music, songs, lyrics, and all that stuff in the show notes. And who knows when I'll be back, but if you enjoyed it, let me know, because if you don't enjoy this, then there's not much point in doing it. Well, there is. It gives me ample opportunities to practice. I like this stuff. It's kind of fun. So if you enjoy it, let me know, and I'm going to finish up with Wild Mountain Time.
Oh, the summertime is coming. Trees are sweetly blooming, the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower I'll pile flowers from the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? I will roam the country o'er through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to a wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? Thank you.
if my true love, she won't come. I will surely find another to pull wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, we'll go, and we'll all go together to wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, we'll go, and we'll all go together. Wild mountain time, all around. Will you go, lassie, will you go? And we'll all go together. Wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, will you go? Will you go?
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.